The proposal that has come from the White House, the budget proposal, has suggested elimination of the National Endowment for the Arts. So that would take our current funding of $693,000in this current fiscal year down to zero. Needless to say, the elimination of the National Endowment for the Arts would have a significant impact on our ability to provide programs and services for the general public, as well as grants to arts organizations that serve more than a million people a year in Delaware. We are encouraging our constituents to reach out to our congressional delegation, both at the state and the federal level, to speak about the importance of the arts in their lives and the communities they serve. Delaware's congressional delegation in Washington has always been very supportive of the arts, and for that we are grateful. They recognize the value that the arts have in the economic vitality of our communities, in the educational life of our youth, and in the quality of life for our communities. A vibrant art sector in our communities attracts business, attracts residents, attracts tourists. We know that public investment in the arts actually garners a return. Here in Delaware, for every $3 invested through public dollars, there's a $9 return at the state and local level in tax revenue. Probably one of the most fundamental arguments in favor of public funding for the arts is that we as a state agency, our mandate is to ensure that support for the arts reaches all corners of the state. One of the metrics we use is how many communities are being reached by the public dollars that we disperse. There's this myth that you know, the public funding for the arts just goes to the major urban areas, to the wealthy and affluent arts organizations, and that's not the case. I mean, public agencies like our own and like the National Endowment for the Arts have a mandate that public funding is dispersed broadly to reach all communities, and that's not the case with a lot of private funders. So I think the public funding for the arts is critical for ensuring that all Americans have access to arts programming and the benefits that are afforded by that. Not knowing what the scale of the cutback would be, it's hard to say what the scale of the impact would be. But I can tell you some of the programs that are currently supported with federal dollars are art therapy programs for adults with disabilities, after-school arts programs for youth, reading readiness programs for preschool children, artist residencies in the schools, grants to our arts organizations that provide programming from community theaters to professional opera companies to our major arts or visual arts organizations, museums. Those are the kind of programs that would be impacted with cutbacks in federal funding, because we use those federal funds to supplement state funds in grants to organizations that provide those services.